Geek Radio Daily for, well, it's anti-Friday, but hey, come on. We had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good times. So now we just got to start and work our way towards another one. That's all.
I'm exhausted already.
It's all right. I understand. And some of us actually having to pull extra duty by having to go to work today are here. It's the Flinstress.
My knowledge will bite her face off.
And that'll keep those kids in line, I promise you that. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I am a golden god!
So, yeah! Oh, thank you. You didn't have to cheer along. It's Monday. We'll look at box office results. A peek at your geekified news is on the way. But what was on the way before? In the past? I don't know. It's Monday.
There was something wrong
Damn
with
it.
That, but that's okay.
I tried.
We'll start with 1607, the first Thanksgiving service. In August?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
They change all the holidays around.
Yep.
Christmas isn't in December. 1638, Jonas Bronk of Holland became the first European settler in what's now known as the Bronx. Some say he bought it from the Indians for 400 beads.
Wow.
They loved beads.
In 1850.
I didn't realize that many Quakers flashing. That's awesome. Beads. Beads.
Wow.
Okay.
In 1854, Henry David Thoreau published Walden, in which he described his experience while living in a small cabin near Walden Pond.
1910, the electric washing machine was patented by Alva J. Fisher of Chicago, Illinois.
In 1944, Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear,
no,
advertising character made his debut as spokesbear for forest fire prevention. Only you can prevent forest fires.
1945, the United States dropped a second atomic bomb, the Fat Man, on Japan just 3 days after Hiroshima. It destroyed part of Nagasaki. An estimated 74,000 people died from the blast or its after effects. So this is why we need to get rid of all of these.
And more not great news, because just, you know, bombs don't kill people. People kill people.
Right.
Actress Sharon Tate and four other people were found brutally murdered in her Los Angeles home. This was the Charles Manson's group. He claimed that a secret message on the White Album from the Beatles told him to do it.
You were high, Manson. You were high. 1986, David Child set the inside loop record for an airplane with 2,368 loops. Why would I say it that way? Why would I say it that way?
23 loops.
No sense.
And sad also in 95, Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead died from a heart attack at age 53.
Long, strange trip, my man. Birthdays, Ashley Johnson's 27. That's Christine Seaver on Growing Pains. Huh?
Wow.
Chrissy.
The little kid.
Chrissy.
I'm old. Audrey is 34. That was Sophie Nouveau in the Da Vinci Code. She's in Emile.
Rhona Meacher's 34. She was Tara on The Practice and on Boston Legal. And, of course, in Hollow Man. What a good movie that was.
Jessica Capshaw is 34. She was also on The Practice.
Kevin McKidd, 37. Lucius Verinus on Rome.
Thomas Lennon is 40. That's Lieutenant Dangle on Reno 911.
The state and some. Funny guy. Eric Bana is 42. Hector in Troy. He was,
He was the Hulk.
He was the Hulk. He was Bruce Banner. I enjoyed it. It was too long.
Gillian Anderson, I know you love her.
I do.
She's 42. Scully from the X-Files.
Amy Stiller is 49. Glory on King of Queens, an older sister of Ben.
Melanie Griffith is 53. Tess McGill from Working Girl, I'll Taking It Back. You know, yeah, she's been in some good things in the 80s.
Exactly. Sam Elliott, 63. He was Virgil in Tombstone. He was in Roadhouse. He was in The Big Lebowski. The guy's in everything.
Roadhouse.
Everything. Yeah, absolutely. I went there.
I wonder if Roadhouse is on TV.
I don't know. Daniel Keyes is 80 years old today. Author for Flowers for Algernon, and no longer with us is Robert Shaw, born in 1927. He was in From Russia with Love. He was the villain there, and of course, he was in The Sting, and probably best known for being in Jaws, because that was just awesome, which is probably not on TV tonight either.
No. Well, we have reruns on CBS, How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, 2 1/2 Men, and The Big Bang Theory. This is the Hofstadler Isotope episode, and CSI Miami.
Tonight on ABC, it's Bachelor Pad.
Giggity.
We've got 2 hours. Tonight, it's Dating in the Dark, because... That's where we want to end up.
Ladies. NBC brings us America's Got Talent, followed by Last Comic Standing.
And the winners announced tonight.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Fox has the Teen Choice Awards 2010.
Speaking of winners.
Woo.
Who cares what teens choose?
Well, who's going to dance in the stripper pole this year?
Oh,
that's
goodness.
A good question.
CW reruns 90210 and Gossip Girl if you're getting caught up.
Discovery Channel, there's new episodes of Cash Cab Vegas.
Yes.
There's a marathon.
Awesome.
A marathon.
I heart Ben Bailey. AMC brings us Michael Clayton tonight.
Oh, the George Clooney movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Family Channel, Secret Life of an American Teenager. Ricky visits Amy in New York. And on Huge, the campers learn to play poker.
Okay.
That's not going to end badly.
Ooh.
Nope.
FX brings us Click. that one with Adam Sandler and he gets that remote that stops time, and Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac.
Yeah. Okay. Sci-Fi Channel showing The Fifth Element, which is always a good time.
Followed with, they also have new episodes of Requiem from the Darkness on tonight, too.
Ooh, Spike TV's got Rambo, the 2008. That's the,
the new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see, there you go.
FMC has Weekend at Bernie's, followed by The Van.
Always a good time. Turner Classic Movie showing Bonnie and Clyde, Splendor in the Grass, and Red, so it's Warren Beatty night.
Huh. TNT has a new episode of The Closer, Kira Sedgwick, and Rizzoli and Isles.
If we're going to watch anything, though, it's going to be on the Chiller Network because a reporter checking into an expose of the Brookdale Institute, a safe harbor for the chronically drug-addicted rich and famous, learns the real secret. It's infested with super-intelligent, supernaturally empowered killer rats. Sarah Downing, Amy Parks, and Ron Perlman all face killer rats.
You've got mail.
How can you not want to see that? Dear Mr. Flynn, I have been offensive and I've heard... I'm sorry, I'm going to start that over. Dear Mr. Flynn, I have heard offensive and ridiculous things in my life, having watched CNN on two occasions, but Anna's remarks Thursday were, well, like listening to CNN, she boldly suggests the vicar has a duplicitous intent for his return to the live broadcasting of GRD. Indeed. Does she not know that the vicar, as a man of God, preaching to sinners and helping the poor be more happy being poor, is above such a base and tawdry motivations? When Anna sees the Pope on TV, does she assume he is peddling laundry soap? I think not. I'm certain the vicar was motivated only but an insatiable desire to reach out to the masses as a missionary and happens to have reheard the calling only just now for spiritual reasons, not secular ones. We may never know, but I am willing to assume the best of his vicarness, unlike some. So until the Inquisition knocks firmly on my door, I will simply make mine geekradiodaily.com. Amen. Postscript. When can
Nobody expects the Inquisition!
When can I anticipate Jet becoming a permanent fixture on your show? Now that Howard Stern is up for renewal, if you don't grab her, he just might. That's from Craig.
Ooh, we do need to have Jet on the show again.
Okay.
And I quite honestly do believe that it was a coincidence that he just happened to be able to have the time. It just, he was able to do it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Maybe I'm naive.
So there, I did not say anything, and I don't know that anyone else did either. All these people assuming duplicitous nature, and it was just merely pointing out facts.
Coincidence.
Facts, coincidences, right? Because that's the plural. So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn.
You make it up words.
The Bruce Flynnsters. No. All at geekradiodaily.com. Like I said, Monday is a look at your box office results, a look at your geekified news coming up as well. This anti-Friday edition of GRD.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
This is Aaron Sheikh. You listen to the Geek Radio Daily.
I heard he's going to round up the whole posse of evil wrestlers and come crush us. Hi, welcome back. It's GRD for Anti-Friday. Yeah, fine. Whatever. We're just going to deal with it. Be that way.
The buzz is any indicator. That movie's going to make some huge bank.
And some did. Well, no. Actually, that's not true.
No. It was actually a very weak weekend at the box office. But some made some movie. I mean, we're talking like they didn't make any money. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars.
More than we'll ever see.
Starting with 10. Last week's number 12, it's up. The Kids Are All Right made $2.6 million. It had a budget of $4 million, and it's made its budget.
Documentary,
so,
it's good, yeah. Good stuff.
Last week's number 7 down to 9, Toy Story 3 made it put another $3 million in the bank. Number 8, last week's number 5 is Charlie St. Cloud. That was, you know, Zac Efron.
I'm Zac Efron, and yeah. I can really act.
$4.7 million made $23.5 million, not its budget, but, you know. In at number 7, Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Thank you, America, for saying no to this movie.
Yeah. Whew. made another $6.9 million. That's still no, because it had a budget of $85 million.
Yeah, so it's made $26 million. No way.
And at number six, we saw this Despicable Me. Yeah. Made another $9.4 million. Made $209 million.
That's
so we may see Despicable Me 2 Electric Boogaloo.
This week's number five. Last week's number two. Dinner for Schmucks dropping big time. $10.5 million. It's made $46 million in 2 weeks on a budget of $69 million. It might break even.
It was nice outside, I guess, everywhere, really.
Exactly. Everyone took off. Last week's four. This week's four. Last week's three. Salt, it made $11.1 million. 3 weeks on, made $91 million. A budget of $110 million. I'm going to get the rest of these right. Number three, Step Up 3D, made $15.5 million. Yeah. In 3D, they're dancing right at you. Number two, last week's number one, Inception, has finally slipped, making $18.6 million. $227 million in 4 weeks on a budget of $160 million. They're doing good.
Maybe America's not as dumb as...
And look, the other guys opened in number one, Will Ferrell and...
We
and
wanted
Mark
to
Wahlberg's.
Laugh, I guess, but it only made like...
35.6 on a budget of $100 million. So, I mean, isn't it still officially summer? Are there supposed to be blockbusters? So, yeah, I don't know. But there you go. That's what everybody did and did not see at the movies.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, Torchwood, The New World. That's the name of the new show on Starz.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed. So Captain Jack and Gwen are going to be working with a couple of CIA agents because they need some help with an alien matter.
Okay.
So it's going to be a self-contained 10-episode arc, which, okay, fine.
Sure. I'm going to give it a go.
It's Torchwood. It's Torchwood. So there you go. It's just fantastic. There's posters up and stuff. You know, there's Captain Jack and Gwen posing. It's coming.
Awesome.
It's coming.
Maybe they'll do like a tour of America to promote the show and we can go see them.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I've got interesting science news. I've been watching a lot of the Discovery Channel, and just in general, I've just been really into science. But this is really pretty cool. A kind of coral called Elkhorn coral that was thought to be extinct.
Elkhorn coral.
Elkhorn coral.
Yes. No, I'm with you.
Making fun of me. Has been spotted for the first time since the 1890s. I mean, they've actually seen some of the coral. They thought it was extinct. It looks like elk antlers, which is why they call it Elkhorn coral. And, they can get up to 16 feet wide and 7 feet high. Really, really unusually big for coral, you know, about coral. It indicates the colonies are also very old, so it's been around for a long time, but they just actually have discovered some of it. There's a picture of it, and it looks pretty cool. So it's always kind of cool when you think that there's nothing of something left, and then there is.
Okay. Awesome.
It was a dinosaur chewing on it.
Rah, 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 rah. So Madhouse Studios from Japan, you know, the folks that made like Vampire Hunter D, you know, that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
They have a Supernatural anime series coming out. The show Supernatural, it's a 22-episode season that will basically cover the first two seasons of the live-action show, but done like in this anime style. It's going to ship in January, but the thing is they've got the guys from the show doing the voices, so it's like totally official for Supernatural fans. Get ready to just to go crazy because,
you know. A lot of people like that show, yeah.
I've been told that much like Buffy, it's significantly better after the first season, so we've been told we need to check it out.
Okay, at some point, huh.
We'll fit that in.
Yeah, we're kind of busy. Researchers at Northeastern University's College of Computer and Information Science are, you know, studying social networking. A lot of people are trying to, you know, what is the value of it? Can, you know, what does it kind of say about society? But if you think about it, if you were to read, like, everyone in the nation's tweets on any given day, or you were to track kind of trends as far as what people are tweeting about, you could get a barometer reading of the nation's mood. And you can actually sort of aggregate this data, put it all together, look for keywords that you see frequently. I really don't know exactly how they're doing it, but they're studying, you know, more than 65 million tweets a day. And it's a detailed real-time trace of the kind of collective thoughts and feelings of a significant fraction of the population. So it's just kind of interesting that these researchers are trying to, you know, tell about the mood of the nation.
So where's my mood ring app that just shows up, you know? Just that's all I need to see. How's the country? Ooh, look,
how's
blue.
America feeling?
It's going to be
today
a pleasant day. Oh, green. We're
so
feeling
it's just kind of an interesting study. What is the power of this Twitter data?
Oh, okay, sure. So V is coming back. It was sort of shaky. We didn't know. And of course, what do you got to do for the second season? Well, of course, you got to bring someone back from the original show. So Jane Badler, who played Anna in the original V miniseries and sequel and TV show, is back to play Anna's mother in the new one. So, ooh. So this opens the door for all kinds of... She's joining the cast, too. It's not just a, like a little special. She's joining the cast. She's a part of it. And personally, I think that this does nothing more than get my hopes up for seeing Mark Singer once again.
Awesome.
It's always a good time when Mark Singer shows up. GRD, thanks for stopping by. We do appreciate it. And hey, stop by the Facebook page, because if you did, you probably saw the Black Star Warrior trailer, which is something special, let me tell you.
It really is.
GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derived Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop a note to the podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Y'all know me. Know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish. Not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. And we gotta do it quick. I don't bring back the tourists. That'll put all your businesses on a paying basis. But it's not gonna be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll fine him for $3,000, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10,000. And you gotta make up your minds. You wanna stay alive and ante up? You wanna play it cheap? Be on welfare the whole winter. I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.